Hubhopper Originals.
I love building products at the cross-section of content and technology. Today, the person that we are interacting with, I'm very sure you all have been through it and many of you are even following his work, is the CEO and founder of the most renowned and established digital platform, Terribly Tiny Tales, TDT, and also a film producer, the marvel Anuj Gosalia. Hello, I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host, and welcome to How's the Josh podcast show, your unbounded dose of Josh in association with Panout Media. Hey Anuj, welcome on the show, and it's going to be such a terrible happiness of having tiny talks about your tales. I hope you get that.
Thank you, Omkar. Thank you for having me on How's the Josh podcast. I'm immensely thrilled to be here. Of course, I hear all the terrible puns on TTT all the time and only used to them. But all that you said was extremely flattering. I hope I'm able to add some value to the listeners who are tuning in today.
Definitely, Anuj. And we are really, it's an absolute pleasure for us as well as you tune into this show. Also, before we initiate the conversation, there's something exciting for all the audience. So that is Musings of Sutha, a podcast hosted by Sujata and Tanya, who are sisters and founders of Sutha Sarees. It's coming back with season two. In season one, they sort of spoke about their love for sarees along with engrossing and fascinating stories from their lives. This season two will be a roller coaster ride that starts off with an unpredictable lockdown experience where they talk about life, family, Sutha, and relationships. Musings of Sutha season two releasing on 11th of September exclusively on Hubhopper. All right. So, Anuj, as we come back and sort of talk about TTT, I definitely want to start off by asking, what is this immense love for building products at cross-section of content and technology? I do understand, like, TTT is a digital platform wherein you dive into technology, and you being a film producer, you sort of look out for content, you sort of look out for story. So is it a sort of an amalgamation of digital media and the content? Is it in that way?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm first fascinated and absolutely in love with the idea of stories. I think stories, I'm an only child to parents, so I've grown up spending a lot of my own, a lot of time by myself and reading a lot of books, imagining different worlds in my head. And, unlike a child who has a sibling who squabble with and they sort of annoy each other and, there's that shared connection. I think I had a deep connection with books and all sorts of books, from Enid Blyton, Famous Five, to Champak, to Tinkle. And I would essentially read everything. So I grew up with a deep love for stories, and then that love evolved into also a love for films. These are like your hardcore Bollywood films, right? So I'm a big, of course, now when you look back at some of the films you absolutely love, you find that some of them are deeply problematic, but it doesn't take away from the love though. And so DDLJ and the works, right? Kayamat Se Kayamat Tak, and all the way down to, stories today. So from Dil Chahta Hai ZNMD, Gully Boy. So I'm a big Bollywood buff. So I always knew that, I wanted to be in this world of stories, and in whatever fashion, right? Be it through books, be it through film, be it through audio, any medium, as long as we were able to, I was involved in the process of telling a story, either as a writer, as a producer, as a assistant, whatever it takes. I knew at some point in my mid-20s that, I'm one of those people who is reasonably good at what he does if he loves it or if they love it, but just sucks big time if they don't. So, if I don't like something, I can't, there's some people who can do a decent job even if they don't like the work.
Right.
I'm the exact opposite. I'll just suck so bad that they'll fire me on day one. So I knew that I couldn't do something I didn't like because I had to be so bad at it. So stories just make me feel alive. It doesn't feel like work. And so I knew that I wanted to be in stories. And technology, why? Because I think technology allows two things. One is it allows or democratization, right? The internet. I'm fascinated by the internet. I'm a big believer in what the internet does and allows.
Right.
So, you know, I'm, the big problem I had with how storytelling, especially in publishing or in most of these businesses, right? There's the gatekeeper, which is the producer, the publisher, and then there's the creator who's like, hey, I have this great story. Will you please publish it? And then you send out an email to 20 publishers and then you get 19 rejections and hopefully one accepts you.
Right.
But in 99% of the cases, people don't. And, you know, TTT exists because Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, they allow. And just like this podcast, right? I'm sure it's available on every place where you can listen to podcasts and it's free of cost. So it has the potential to be popular because no one is saying, hey, Omkar, this is not good. No one's saying it. You are creating, learning on your own. Some podcasts do well, some episodes don't do as well, but you learn. And so I think we're in that place in the internet where anyone and everyone should be allowed to create, and they should learn on their own, and they should grow on their own, and they should find their own audiences. And that's the work you need to do to find your own audience. And that's why I want to build, and that's why the TTT app. So eventually, while we're very popular on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, we still don't want to be the people who say this is a good story or not. So on the TTT app, anyone and everyone can create an account. It's essentially Twitter for fiction, you know.
Right.
So
right.
That's really where I come from.
Right. And I really love the way you sort of put it across. Like, you know, stories have always been at the bottom of your heart. And when it comes to TTT, I think it's a different way. There's a sort of a change in which the stories are being explained or expressed. And I think today the zamana is of something which is short. Everybody wants to read short news. Everybody wants brief. And that's what exactly TTT caters to, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, the insight is like, look, I mean, I'm a big lover of books, but sadly, my own attention span's gotten so bad that I can't, it takes me a really long time to finish a book. The same challenge is faced by so many people, you know, just the inability to finish a book. That I thought that maybe if there was a place, if there was a medium, if there was a, you know, a place on the internet where you could tell a story without using too many words, make it powerful, make it punchy. Then maybe one, as a reader, I could read more. And as a writer, I think it's a challenge, right? To tell a story which is in as small as a tweet. Like, how do you tell a story as small as a tweet? It's hard. And so it becomes a game for a writer. But for a reader, it's like, hey, I read something today instead of watching TikTok videos. So it's what we call meaningful entertainment. You know, we want to be
right.
In the space of meaningful entertainment, and stories allow for that. So
wonderful. That's so sweet, and there's such a great and a deeper insight to what TTT. Like it really has a great and a strong foundation, I would say. And also, like Anuj, you told me like you love stories. You are at the end of the day, stories really sort of make you feel happy or engrossed into it. On the similar lines, my next question is that what are you in it for? Like, what's the hardest thing you come across? Definitely, you are the CEO and the founder of TTT. There are different things, there are different verticals that you go through. And on the other end, you love stories. But apart from this, if we step ahead, we sort of go a level more deeper. And if I ask you, what are you in it for? And what are the hardest things that you come across? What your answer would be?
Yeah, I mean, this me loving stories is my reason to wake up and do the work I do. But what am I in it for? I'm in it for, I mean, anyone who eventually builds a business aims for two things. One is that their product or their stories or their content, I mean, a combination usually, to be loved and to be used by the most number of people in the world. And so that, I think, is a big motivation for me, that mm-hmm. whatever we build is useful, is memorable, you know, it moves or it forms a relationship with people who use it or interact with it. So currently it's 20 million people on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube who interact with our content every week. It's the 300 thousand plus users of the TTT app.
Right.
So I'm very inspired to build a larger community and then eventually figure ways to monetize this community, right? So, you know, what can we build in terms of tools, in terms of, products or services that can generate revenue, become profitable, and also sort of give an opportunity for creators to make money. You know, we launched an app called The Tribe, which is a way for writers across the country and the world to, work with TTT remotely. And, you know, writers have made thousands of rupees through this app and, you know, by writing tiny tales. And,
right.
You know, that's very inspiring, you know, that someone who's 16, 18, 20, sitting in a small town in Himachal with just an internet connection and an app can make 5,000 rupees by writing a 140-character story. There's something beautiful and you know, rare and valuable in that, which I didn't experience in my own life. And I feel like if we can do more of this, I think we'd have built something which not just touches people's lives, but also, you know, influences them. And enables them economically. I think there's nothing more beautiful than empowering lives economically, yeah, especially in today's times, you know, when India is, there's so much unemployment and, you know, my motivation increasingly is to be able to build businesses that can, you know, that can generate money for people in the country.
Right. So I think the two concrete verticals that I could sense is the first thing is you have a meaningful entertainment. And the second thing is that there is a revenue process for you as well as for the community that is associated with TTT.
Yeah.
Right. And what is the hardest thing that you come across? Because definitely there are challenges every road that you go through. So what are the challenges? What are the boulders and stone? How would you just tell us the color of it?
Oh man, yeah, it's hard. It's hard every day. You know, I mean, we're a bootstrapped startup. When we don't have external funding, so everything that we made goes back into the organization to help it grow again, right? So, I think you know, there's this thing they say about startups that the most successful startups are not the ones that make it big. The most successful startups are the ones that don't die.
Right.
And so I think just the resilience and the ability to survive on a daily basis.
Right.
And that survival and by survival, I don't mean just make enough money, but to just, you know, to build the infrastructure, to build the culture, to build the community that is sort of resilient to crisis, that is strong enough to withstand, you know, say a pandemic. You know, in the pandemic, we've not let go of a single team member. We've in fact grown, and it's been very hard. But you know, we every month we start on day zero. And say, okay, this is the month. We need this much money to survive. And anything on top gives us ammunition to last for longer and build more. So we just put our head down and show up every day. And the team's been incredible. They just show up to work. And they do the best work of their lives sitting at their homes across the country. And it's hard, you know, when there's a health crisis, there's an economic crisis, there's so much of background noise and there's parents to look after and siblings, but people just show up and you know, and to keep this culture alive, I think is hard. To keep myself motivated on some days when I'm not, that's hard, you know, to get peaceful sleep, because sleep is, you know, a friend of mine said, and it's a quote from a film, that rest is a weapon. So to be able to rest, because resting gives you you know, rest, good rest gives you strength to take on the next day. I think all of these are challenges, you know, and yeah, just to show up and do our best work every day, I think.
Yeah, I think I just found a very good quote that is like, it is the hard days, the days that challenge you to your very core, that will determine who you are, and you will be defined not just by what you achieve, but how you survive. I think somewhere it's going on the similar lines to what you just spoke.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the longer you survive, the more chances you have to become bigger. And that's really the key. At one level, you have to make sure you survive. And on the other level, it's like you've got the microscope and the telescope, like Guy Kawasaki says it, right? You're at 1 foot, is in deeply in today, in the details, in the attention to every small thing that happens today. But at night, you have to zoom out and say, hey, look, where are we going? What's getting built? Are we closer? Are we just sweating the small stuff? Are we becoming something? Are we becoming too operationally clogged? And so, you know, the years feel short, but the decade is long. So you want to make sure that in the decade, you achieved a lot. Sometimes you lose sight of what you want to achieve in the decade. So you have to always keep asking that question. Because life is short, you know, so you don't want to build something or spend your own lifetime in something that is not going to does not have the potential to be bigger, because every problem is hard. So may as well take a really hard problem, because it's just the stress is going to be the same. The pain is going to be the same. So may as well fail at something bigger, you know, so.
Right. So just asking you one more question. I wouldn't say on the similar lines, but I really want to know that how do you sort of combat that? You know, everybody has this middle life crisis. So everybody has this some sort of crisis that is going on, maybe into their startup, maybe into their daily corporate job. As you said, rest is the weapon. But apart from that, what is your way of sort of combating it and coming back into the game in the most stronger way?
One quote that I read, it's by a writer called Phil Larkins. He wrote something which helps when you're away from, when you feel a bit listless, or when you feel like you're not doing what you were meant to do. You know, sometimes when you feel, the crisis comes when you're away from something that is meaningful to you, or you don't like what you do, your work, your job, something. And he said that be close to what moves you. And I think I use that as a guiding force, that quote often, because sometimes in a startup, you get so operationally involved that you lose sight of the joy. And this can happen not just to founders, but it can happen to employees, can happen to team members, can happen to all sorts of people, where you forget why you started. And you forget the joy that the work you did or the problem you were trying to solve gave you. And so you want to create time and most of your day, as ideally, but at least a significant part of your day devoted to the things that move you. And that could be, I don't know, that could be writing, that could be content creation, that could be marketing your product, that could be speaking to your customers, that could be, you know, just analyzing the data, whatever moves you the most about the work you do. I think it's important for people to spend the most amount of time doing that. And if you're not happy chronically, persistently, I think, again, life's too short to be unhappy. If you have the privilege, if you have the comfort of being braver, taking the chance, then you should. If not, then it's harder, but it's still possible. I think people have what they call moonlight, right? Like, so they do two jobs, they take those chances. And when you're younger, it's slightly more easier to take these chances. But the world is beautiful and vast, and the internet is an amazing gift to everyone. And so, you know, we're doing this at 8 p.m. and you could have possibly have a day job and be running a podcast at night, and you'd never know, if it becomes big enough, you can leave your day job and become a podcaster full time. So there are just so many possibilities today. It's in as hard as today's times look, it's also filled with opportunities. So
true. So I think every adversity has got some or the other opportunity to it. And I think great entrepreneurs have definitely taken this COVID-19 times. Like, for instance, we have COVID-19 times, and even these guys have utilized this as a great opportunity and sort of built their businesses and sort of really rallied up their sales number.
Yeah, right. I mean, like, crisis brings clarity, right? So you need to make it work for you. I mean, these are the pieces that are in front of you. You know, this is where life is, and there is no point in being nostalgic about the life that was. There is no point in feeling like you're a victim, because the whole world is feeling like that. So this is what it is. It's your truth. Yeah. So, you know, just take the pieces and see what you can do with it today and tomorrow.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
And lastly, Anuj, I'm very sure that you haven't wasted much of your years figuring out what to do. I think you just did your MBA and sort of got into the startup. So definitely there's a much sort of a greater insight that we can get it from your end. So what would be your address to the 20-year-old Anuj? Like, definitely he has some sort of thoughts in his mind, but you being at this age and sort of addressing the Anuj at 20 years old, what is the answer? Or what is the sort of advice or address?
Oh man, you have no idea how hard it was for me to choose what I have chosen. It seems like I got to know about this early enough, but I don't know, man. I feel like I didn't, you know, it's about institutions. Institutions really limit your potential. By institutions, I don't mean the professors. I mean the system of the institution, right? The process of the institution, which is, hey, look, a BCom or a BE will open these, or a BTech will open these doors for you. And these are your career options. You know, the way we looked at career is a pipeline, but it's not. It's a canvas. And you know, if at my 20-year-old self, I'll tell him ferociously that your career is a canvas, and all you need is the courage and the motivation to. You know, and the self-belief. I think so many of us just lack self-belief because we are not stamped by these institutions. We don't have the IIT, IIM degrees. So we feel like we are not smart. We don't have the capability. We are just dumb. We won't be able to, you know, be smarter than these guys. And so we berate ourselves and berate our ambition, berate our ability to be more than, you know, what we can or what we should be. So yeah, all these limiting, man. I was just so drawn to the choices of my peers. I would just abandon all of that and be more fierce in saying, hey, this is what I love. And if you, so cliched, dude, to say that, pursue what you love. And but really, like, I think of it less romantically now, so I don't use the word love, but the framework I'm using now is to say, hey, look, your career, everything is a game. Everything feels like a game. So the game you enjoy playing more will give you a higher chance of being better at it, right? So if you enjoy the idea of podcasting, then if it feels like a game for you, so if you, every day you can show up and say, hey, aaj main Anuj se baat kar raha hu, kal main you know, Jigar se baat karunga, kal kahin kisi aur se baat karunga, if it makes you feel great and it doesn't feel like work, then you're better than 90% of the people already. And there is a very high possibility that someone who's institutionalized may be actually worse than you. Because for them it's work, and for you it's fun. So
Right,
So that is my
right.
advice. Play more.
Play more. And I really love the way you quoted this fact that, you know, your career is a pipeline. Sorry, your career is not a pipeline, it's a canvas. See, the system has molded me so beautifully that I said that career is a pipeline.
True.
All system ka this parichay you get over here. All right, so very quickly, a tricky question you have to answer in 3 to 4 words, or maybe you can take 5 words at the most. Okay,
Done.
not more than that. So a
Okay.
very tricky question, and the last one, how successful are you? Answer it in 3 to 5 words.
I'm building it brick by brick. I don't know,
Oh.
six words. So yeah,
Love
but
it.
it's brick by brick. So no success. It's just brick by brick.
So like every time you reach at level 9, it's like there's still level 10. When you reach at level 10, oh, the journey is still 100. But when
Yeah,
you
I mean,
reach
like
100, yeah.
yeah, it's a bit boring if the game ends this quickly, right? So it shouldn't.
Right.
So you keep
It
playing.
shouldn't.
It's
It
fun.
shouldn't.
It's fun.
Very true, very true. So Anuj, definitely it was an interesting session. I got to know much more about the way you started off and great quotes. I think even you gave a couple of great quotes and there was something from my end. So definitely it was a great session and I thoroughly enjoyed speaking with you. Thank you so much for being on House of Chosh.
Thanks, Omkar. Thank you. And I hope this is useful to anyone who tunes in. But thank you for
Definitely.
having me. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And
Thank
all
you.
the wonderful audience out there, do listen to this episode wherein we had Anuj Gosalia speaking about his work graph, speaking about the work, and there are great quotes that have been given by him. One of them is like, career is a canvas and not a pipeline. So there's much more to this episode. So go tune in and keep listening to House of Josh Season 2, your unbounded dose of Josh in association with Panout Media. Do like, share, and subscribe, and stay tuned. Thank you.
इस हब हॉपर ओरिजिनल को सुनने के लिए आपका शुक्रिया। अगर आप भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करना चाहते हैं, तो हब हॉपर स्टूडियो वेबसाइट पे रजिस्टर करें और 1 मिनट के अंदर अंदर अपना खुद का पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करें। यही नहीं, स्टूडियो देता है आपको पूरी आजादी कहीं भी कभी भी अपना पॉडकास्ट लॉन्च करने की सिर्फ 3 आसान स्टेप्स में। तो साथ में अपना पॉडकास्ट शुरू करने के लिए तैयार, जस्ट हॉप ऑन हब हॉपर, सिंपली कॉन्टेंट।